It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast, and today we're going to preview the Blue Bayou Final Four. This weekend in the Bayou State of Louisiana's Superdome, four men's college basketball teams wearing blue as their primary color will all take to the hardwood in pursuit of the national championship. Now, if you picked your NCAA March Madness Final Four solely based on the team's primary uniform color, and I used to work with someone who did that, then the chances are pretty good this weekend that your team's tournament picks are in fine shape right now. For the rest of us, this tournament has represented the ultimate in March Madness, with brackets busted just about everywhere. Oh yeah, it's been UGLY, and I don't even have an alibi. This coming Saturday in New Orleans, four of college basketball's Blue Bloods will square off in a battle royale for hoops supremacy in 2022. The four blue-clad combatants are Midwest Region number 1 seed, Kansas Jayhawks, versus the South Region number 2 seed, Villanova Wildcats. And in the second semifinal game, we'll have the West Region number 2 seed, Duke Blue Devils, versus the East Region number 8 seed, North Carolina Tar Heels. Now, of those four blue teams, North Carolina's baby blue, which is called Carolina Blue, of course, is the lightest of the colors. Villanova's blue combines both navy blue and light blue in their logo's traditional V symbol. And Duke and Kansas blues, well, they're basically your everyday blue color. After this NCAA men's basketball championship has dealt out so many improbable outcomes, the Elite Eight games played on Saturday and Sunday this past weekend brought a screeching halt to the previous three rounds of upsets. The weekend favorites went 4-0 to sweep into the Final Four in New Orleans this coming Saturday evening. Each of this year's Final Four teams have survived a series of close call games on their way to winning their first four games in the tournament. Let's take a look at Kansas first. The Jayhawks are the Midwest Region's number one team, and they've barreled through the Big 12 basketball tournament first and were awarded a top seed into this year's NCAA March Madness field. The Jayhawks are now a gaudy 32-6 for the season as they roll into New Orleans this weekend. KU's four wins in the NCAA tournament, though, have shown their strengths and weaknesses. After an easy 83-56 win over number 16 seed Texas Southern, the Jayhawks led by just 3 points with a minute to go in their eventual 79-72 win over the Creighton Blue Jays. Transfer player Remy Martin came off the bench and scored 20 points and sparked Kansas to that win. Then in the Sweet 16, the Rock Chalk Jayhawks again rode a spirited performance by guard Remy Martin in a 66-61 squeaker over Providence from the Big East. Martin scored his career-high 23 points in that game. And with the victory, Kansas pulled ahead of Kentucky for the most wins in NCAA basketball history, 2,354. How about that? Kansas, whose last NCAA men's title came back in 2008, then raced past number 10 seed Miami 76-50 in the second half on Sunday to make it into this year's Final Four. Longtime coach Bill Self is hoping to earn his second championship ring next weekend in New Orleans. Let's now talk about the Villanova Wildcats. The South Region number 2 seed from the Big East Conference and from Philadelphia is now 30-6 on the season, and they've won all 9 games which they played during the month of March. The Wildcats survived a series of close calls in the Big East tournament and now have won 4 games in a row in this year's NCAA tournament. The team has yet to allow any opponent to score more than 61 points in any of those 4 games, so Villanova's defense has kept them close all year long. Coach Jay Wright's teams have won 2 of the previous 5 NCAA men's titles, so this is a team that is not a stranger to March Madness. The Wildcats dusted off number 15 seed Delaware 80-60 in round 1. Villanova then eliminated the Big Ten in consecutive games by dropping number 7 seed Ohio State 71-61 and then sending number 11 seed Michigan home 63-55 in the Sweet 16 round. Then on Saturday, Villanova went toe-to-toe with a red-hot Houston Cougars team and emerged with an ugly 50-44 win as Houston went a woeful 1-for-20 from three-point territory. Villanova's vaunted defense will match up against the high-powered Kansas offense, which averages almost 80 points a game, in Saturday's first Final Four game at 5 p.m. on cable channel TBS. Sadly, Nova will be without their second leading scorer, Justin Moore, after he suffered a torn Achilles tendon and is now out for the remainder of this season. Here's team number three, the Duke Blue Devils. The West Region's number two seed was the recipient of a key upset, which assisted the Blue Devils into this year's Final Four. In the Sweet 16, number one overall seed Gonzaga was eliminated by number four seed Arkansas. Duke, who is now 32-6 on the year, struggled in games in the first round against number 15 Cal State Fullerton, and again in the second round against the number seven seed Michigan State. The Blue Devils rallied down the stretch, though, to put away number three seed Texas Tech 78-73 in the Sweet 16, and then steamrolled Arkansas 78-69 in the West Regional Championship game this weekend. Duke's offense continues to be on a roll as this team has scored 78 points each in three different wins and then 85 in the other game. The Blue Devils' talented trees under the basket, 6'10" Paolo Banchero and 7' center Mark Williams, score about 30 points per game and 15 rebounds a game for the Blue Devils. It's those other guys at Duke who've been making a big difference during this NCAA tournament. Duke's guard play has shown great improvement during the tournament run. These guards will remain the key for the Blue Devils if this team wants to bring 75-year-old retiring coach Mike Krzyzewski his sixth national championship trophy home to the school. However, to do that, the Devils must face a bitter blue rival one more time. And that's the North Carolina Tar Heels. The East Region's number 8 seed is going to get a chance to play the ultimate villain again.
I'm all ears.
This Saturday night in the second national semifinal game, which will tip off around 8 p.m. on TBS, against their ACC arch-rival Duke. These schools are located less than 9 miles away from each other in the Research Triangle of North Carolina. And to say that the fans of each school don't like each other is a big understatement. In the final regular season game of the year, which also happened to be Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski's final home game, North Carolina played the villain, and they blossomed into a national contender as the Tar Heels scored 55 points in a key second-half run and disappointed thousands of Duke fans in a 94-81 blowout win at Duke. Revenge will certainly be on the minds of the Blue Devils fans this Saturday night in the national semifinal. North Carolina, which is led by rookie head coach and former UNC star Hubert Davis, clobbered number 9 seed Marquette 95-63 in the NCAA opening round. Carolina then jumped out to a 25-point second-half lead against the East Region number 1 seed Baylor, but then watched the entire lead melt in the final 10 minutes of play. The Tar Heels, though, won that game in overtime 93-86 and advanced to the Sweet 16. This past weekend, North Carolina took down number 4 seed UCLA 73-66 and then crushed America's favorite team, number 15 seed St. Peter's 69-49 in the Elite 8 game played on Sunday. The Tar Heels have one of America's top big men, Armando Bacot, scoring 17 points and 13 rebounds a game. And to go along with him, transfer forward Brady Manick is a three-point shooting machine, while guards Caleb Love and R.J. Davis are scoring 16 and 13 points per game each. North Carolina's kryptonite is a relatively weak bench, but Duke also has that same problem. If this national semifinal game comes down to coaching, though, in pressure situations, Duke will definitely have an edge, with Coach K having the most wins in the history of NCAA Division I basketball, and now also in the history of the NCAA March Madness tournament with 101 wins. Hey, he's been there, done that. In recap, four teams dressed in blue will compete for the NCAA Men's National Tournament Championship in New Orleans beginning this Saturday evening. And despite all of the upsets along the road to this year's Final Four, and trust me, there have been plenty of them, any of these four teams is capable of winning the title. Sadly, that means that three of these blue-clad teams will have to go home without a trophy as their fans cry, "Blue-hoo-hoo." The only prediction which I'm going to make is that I'm going to need to go buy some more popcorn prior to the tip-off of this Saturday's doubleheader in New Orleans on Blue Bayou. I'm Swamp Swami. See you next time.